back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, the national anthem here at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium at Michigan Center High Schools. We're just about to get the game tipped off here, the Concord Yellow Jackets and the Michigan Center Cardinals. Cardinals, this is their season opener, first game of the campaign. And I think it's a wide-open Cascades Conference right now, Jason. I think you got to see what Michigan Center is going to bring to the table after they lose a lot of their star power from a year ago. I think Hanover Horton's a team we expect to take another step ahead and get right back into the hunt to start a new streak of district championships. And I think Napoleon has some sleeper capacity. I think that Vandercook Lake is going to try to get their hat in the ring, and I think there's a sleeper in the league, East Jackson.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, we've been talking for the last year or so about how East Jackson has the potential in a couple of years to be good, and this might be that year where we can finally say they're a good team.
So we get the starters announced here on the home floor, and we'll get the clock set up here to tip off. We want to say thanks again to some of our sponsors on the broadcast tonight.
Yeah.
Make sure to stay tuned after the game. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game, and I'm excited to see who our first winner of that award will be.
Absolutely.
This year. Orthopedic Rehab Specialist on board, your voice, your choice. So your physician, you choose Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. And some of our schools on board, like Northwest Community Schools, and we'll be seeing them a couple times this year on the hard court. As we try to get to all the area games.
Yeah.
Or all the area teams, anyway, at least once in a while. Look for those great matchups, the rivalries. And this is one of the good ones, the traditional opener. Our starting five takes the floor. Abel Compton into the center circle to jump for the Cardinals. And we've got Greg Ketwich in the middle circle for Concord.
Definitely a size advantage here.
I'd say Ketwich is listed at 6'2", and I'd say Abel Compton's 6'4".
Yeah, yep, I would say that's about accurate.
If the 6'2 is accurate, then the 6'4". You never know what they wrote down on the list sometimes for
Absolutely.
These kids' measurements. So 8 minutes on the clock. There's our toss. Compton gets the tip, gets it to Nichols, quickly up the floor to Rayfield. He cuts baseline, loses the rock. It's stolen by Concord. Up the floor, Kedwich's got it up the left wing. Dribbles, now he'll hand off to Dishaw. Dishaw now up top to Rondez Rogers. Rogers gets it over to Mitchell Brigham. And now a cut into the lane. Bit of an up and under. Some contact for Marley Sprague. And they'll call that on the floor. No shot. First foul against the Cardinals. 7:35 to go. Scoreless in the early going here.
And that goes on Abel Compton, his first.
Sprague with the inbound to Brigham. Brigham up to the top. Rogers has it. Working at the top of the key. Steps it back to set things up. Dribbling right side now at that right wing. Was looking to feed the baseline. Nobody there. Now we'll get it to the top. And a three-second call?
No, it looked like
a legal screen.
Yeah, I believe so.
Legal screen against Concord. So we're still scoreless. Both teams have turned the ball over one way or another. Nichols has it right wing. Now hands off to Johnson. Dribbles across the top. Rayfield gives to Ryan Williams. Now back left wing, Nichols will shoot for three. No, back rim, rebounded Sprague, but stolen away by Brown. Julio Brown hands off to Rayfield. He's left wing deep. Now back into the left corner for Johnson. Back up top to Brown. Jab step, steps back. Now at the top, Brian Williams will pull for three. That one's off the heel, too. Long rebound tapped, chased down by Sprague, and he'll lose it. Nichols there to recover. The Cardinals will keep possession as Nichols on the attack. Now out to Williams. He'll take another triple. That one's good, and it's 3-0 Michigan Center to get us started.
Nice three from the corner by Williams.
Looking a little rusty, a little out of sync here in the early going. Nice cut by Sprague on the baseline. Takes a pass, gets it out, and a triple try by Concord is no good. Rebounded by Michigan Center. Outlet pass goes awry and out of bounds, and Concord will get the ball back. Missed shot on that possession. Dishaw for Concord.
And pretty wild and out of control so far. Concord will look to slow down and set up an offensive set here.
Ketwich will inbound to Rogers. He dribbles to the right side. Now back to Ketwich, top of the key. Compton with the steal. Tries to save it inbounds. Rodgers will pick it up. Nice pull-up from the elbow. No good. Rebound up high by Williams, and he'll look to run for Michigan Center. No numbers, but he's still attacking. Now down baseline, Johnson. Johnson kicks out to Brown. He's wide open for three. It's long. Chased down by Nichols. Saves to Kedwich, but he can't control it. Out of bounds, and Michigan Center will keep it on their end. Have the Cardinals taken a shot that wasn't a triple yet?
Rayfield drove and tried for the layup and just couldn't quite hit it.
There's a long deuce.
Yep, they're going to give him two on that one.
Jake Nichols hits from the baseline. 5-0 Cardinals. Rodgers at the top of the key, dribbling for Concord, setting up the offense. Picked up by Jaleel Brown from Michigan Center. Now he'll dribble to the right wing. Looking down to the low block. There's Brigham. Brigham back out to Rodgers. Open look for three off the heel. Rebound chased down by Brigham. We'll keep possession down here for Concord. Rodgers on the attack. Steps it back out to Dishaw. Open look. Missed it. Big rebound by Brown, and he gets up to Nichols, who's running. And Rayfield Johnson missed the layup. But he chases down and gets the steal. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Nice finger roll by Johnson, just a little hard. He had a tough angle at the basket, but a nice break by Michigan Center. Come away with nothing, still lead 5-0. Concord up the floor, and there's Kedwich, right side of the top of the key. Into the corner. Dishaw looking for Sprague on the pick and roll. Sprague wasn't looking, but both Michigan Center defenders were knocked out of bounds.
And you see Concord running a lot of baseline screens, trying to get Dishaw open on one of the corners.
Sprague down on the baseline to inbound. Nice Dishaw. Now out to Rodgers. Rodgers drives into the paint. Kick out to Sprague. Skip pass. Left wing to Dishaw. Nice screen and roll. Brigham missed the shot. Kedwich there for the rebound. Tip is no good. Johnson comes away with it for the Cardinals up the left sideline to Williams, where he'll stop and pop for three. Short. Long rebound comes out to Johnson. Jaleel Brown all alone right corner, and he'll knock down a triple. And Michigan Center 8-0 lead with 4:24 to go in the first quarter. That draws a timeout from the Concord sideline. We'll take a quick break as well. 8-0 Michigan Center lead. 30 seconds, we're right back on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Concord inbound after the timeout. A little full court pressure here by the Cardinals. And a steal.
Braden
into
Cosmet.
The game now is Cosmet. He gets the steal in the corner. Johnson, Cosmet out right wing. Jaleel Brown over to the left wing. Nichols will air ball. Brown right there for the loose ball. And he's going to step on the out-of-bounds line there on the baseline. Concord ball. Michigan Center sets right back up in the pressure. 4:06 to go, 8-0 Cardinals. Rodgers has got it. Breaks the pressure. No steal, knock away. Here comes Brown again. Going to Johnson into the corner for Cosmet. Back out to Rayfield, right wing. Into the paint and kick out. Open look for Nichols. Shoots the three short. And now we got some contact down low, and it's going to go against Concord. Their second team foul. 8-0 Cardinals. Jaleel Brown to inbound for Michigan Center from the baseline. To go in motion, Nichols right wing. Just a step inside the arc, now into the corner for Brown. He'll kick out to Nichols for the long deuce. He missed it. Rebound Kedwich, he has it ripped away, and it gets into Williams' hands. He'll shoot for two off the glass. Too strong. Now he's out behind the arc. There's a baseline deuce for Nichols. Missed. And Brigham chases down the long rebound. Gets it into the hands of Rodgers. And he's got an open look from the elbow. Nice jumper off the heel. Rebounded by Brown, and the Cardinals break it. Cosmet out ahead of everyone. Can't quite handle the pass. He'll kick it out to Johnson. Johnson in the corner. Now Cosmic, good look for three. He leaves it short, long rebound, goes out to Brown, and then he'll get it to Williams for another triple try. Nichols keeps it alive, off the glass, in and out, halfway down before it popped out into the waiting arms of Ketwich, and Concord back the other way. Under 3 minutes, Rogers gets a good look for Dishaw in the corner for three. He misses. Rayfield Johnson looking up floor. Cosmet about out ahead of everyone again, and he struggles to pull in the pass. Secondary break there. What a finish by Jaleel Brown. Up in the air with the contact. Double clutch off the glass. He'll score it. Hoop in the harm. Extra point try after the bucket. And that's going to make the Cardinal lead 10-0 with 2:42 to go first quarter. Not a hot shooting night so far for either team, Jason.
No, definitely not.
A lot of triple tries going on so far.
Yeah.
Brown at the stripe for Michigan Center. And he'll hit that, nothing but court. 11-0 Cardinals with 2:42 to go in our first session here. Nice break by Concord out of the bucket. And there's 2 points now on the board, and that's Chase Coburn off the bench, the senior, running the floor for Concord, 11-2. Brown back on the attack for Michigan Center from the wing. We look to feed it out, and it looks like we got a 3 second violation. It looks
I believe
like this
so,
time
yeah.
for Michigan Center. Cardinals will set up in the full court pressure. Turnover gives Concord a chance to cut into this lead. Rogers near the midline circle. Gets the spray. He thinks about a three. Thinks again. Cross court. Now down to the baseline. There's Colburn. He'll get it back out to, that is Xavion Jones in the game. Now wide open three-point look for Sprague. He left it short. And the rebound controlled by Nichols, and now he's out on the run. Behind the back into the middle. Good outlet pass for an open look for three, and it's missed again. And again, the cold shooting continues. This time it's Ason Barber missing for Michigan Center. Another shot up, another shot missed. Nichols there for the offensive board and the putback. He's been cleaning up the glass down there. It's 13-2 Michigan Center, and they get a knockaway here on the inbound. It looks like they're going to get possession back.
And it looks like Rayfield Johnson going to come in for Jaleel Brown there.
Rayfield Johnson got a quick breather there. Also on the floor for Michigan Center, Roger Hayward, sophomore. Before the game, I talked with Coach Gaddy, and he said Hayward was a little banged up still from football season, but he's a guy they expect to play some minutes. Nichols on the drive, gets a foul call, and that was going to be on the shot. Two free throw attempts coming for Jake. 1:31 to go here in our first quarter, 13-2 Michigan Center. Out in front, Nichols at the line, and he'll knock down number one.
And that's going to go on Greg Ketwich, his second, team's fourth.
Ketwich's going to have to go to the bench for C.J. Glaspie into the contest. And Nichols rattles that second free throw home. He'll go to the bench. Brian Williams back into the fray. 50-2 now, Michigan Center. Johnson, Cosmet, Williams, Roger Hayward, and that is Ason Barber.
Yes, it is.
Hayward gets the steal. Gets it to Barber up the left side. He's going to attack. Pull up, pop. No good. Rebounded by Sprague, and he's been important for Concord so far. He'll bring it up the floor himself, right up the middle. Working his way against a double team. Now he kicks out to Jones. Xavion Jones into the lane. Nice open look he creates. The shot's missed. Ball up over the backboard and out of bounds. And again, a nice driving dish. Got Concord a good open look, but it just didn't fall. C.J. Glaspie missed the shot. I hope somebody in here is keeping shooting percentage for this quarter.
It's not
atrocious.
Good. It is not good.
Rayfield Johnson into the corner for Williams. Now back out to the wing. Cosmet puts it on the floor. Now Barber goes high glass, missed it. Sprague with another rebound. He'll dribble up the left side. And he's going to get double teamed in the corner. Good trap. Almost stolen by Johnson. Xavion Jones gets it for Concord. 35 seconds goes to Coburn. Down low. And the shot goes up. That is C.J. Glaspie. Missed it, but he'll get a pair at the stripe.
And that's going to go on Ason Barber. His first, team second.
31.5 to go here. First quarter, 15-2, but a chance to cut that down a little bit for Glaspie at the stripe, and he knocks it down. Couple substitutions coming from the Concord bench. Into the game, number 14, Austin Hoxie. And number 32, Jacob Hoth. Second free throw is missed, and Brian Williams gets the carom up the right side to Cosmet, who's going to set up at that right wing. Now drives into the paint and missed it. Hayward had the rebound momentarily. It's taken away, but we're going to get a whistle for contact and call it on the floor. And that's the fifth personal here for visiting Concord Yellow Jackets. Inbound coming from Cosmet on the baseline. Feeds out of the low block to Hayward. He'll kick out. Asan Barber in the corner now. Dribbles in. Kicks out to Johnson at the right wing. Rayfield's going to hold for one with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dribbles now to the middle. Crossover into the lane. Double clutch. Missed it. Gets his own rebound in the putback.
Nice putback.
Rayfield Johnson staying with it. And that score makes it 17-3. That buzzer signals the end of the first quarter. Whew. All Michigan Center in a rough shooting night for both teams to get started, but maybe that rhythm will come in the second quarter. 1 minute break, and we'll be back with second quarter action here on WKHL.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fast and Furious first quarter, but here we are for second quarter action. 8 minutes on the clock, a 17-3 lead for Michigan Center. Concord will look to not find their offense. Again, it was just both teams shot poorly. Michigan Center just got a couple more second chances and other looks that went down. Coburn to inbound for the Yellow Jackets on the floor. Inbound gets down to Glaspie. Nice reverse layup with the left hand. Gets it to go, and right there, Concord starting out better in the second half. Nichols with a quick pull-up for three for Michigan Center. Count it.
Nice answer there.
Just like that, the Cardinals' answer. Set up full court pressure. Coburn to the middle. Gotten over the midline, but still pressure. Coburn now right wing. Gets it up at the top for Noah Waldron into the game. And now the big guy, Jacob Hoth, 6'4 for Concord. What's he doing out there behind the arc? Setting a screen as it looks like pick and roll, and he can't quite hold on to it. Now he sets up low block. Coburn driving baseline. Sets up Glaspie for a nice shot. And Glaspie 2-for-2 to start off the quarter. Hot shooting now, Concord. 20-7, they trail. Quick up the floor for the Cardinals. Williams working left wing, and now coming across is Johnson. Gets into the paint, stops some kicks to Compton, who stops and pops from the baseline. Nice looking shot from Michigan Center's big man.
Yeah, wanted a whistle, didn't get it.
And the Cardinals come away with a steal on the pressure. Cosmet picks it off, and he'll run it back up the floor in the middle. Into the lane, kick out wide open. Nichols took that little crow hop, no call. Pulls up from the elbow and misses, rebounded by Coburn. Waldron brings it up for the Yellow Jackets over the midline. Now working his way to the left side. Fills in that left wing. Look down in the paint, nothing there. He'll get it out instead to number 14, Austin Hoxie. Now down low to Glaspie. Tipped by the defender, almost went in. Cardinals come up with it, and under pressure, it is out of bounds. Turnover for Michigan Center, the Concord ball. A couple more substitutions for Michigan Center. Boomer Perry into the game for the first time tonight. And Julio Brown back up off the Cardinal bench. Inbound from Waldron on the baseline. Into Sprague in the left corner. Now out to Rogers. He's got plenty of time to look at a three, and he knocks it down. Can't leave him alone that long. 22-10, Cardinal lead down to 12. Jaleel Brown now to Boomer Perry. Step inside the three-point arc. Outside the arc now to Brown. Pulls up off the heel. Rebounded by Coburn. Sprague has to come through and pick it up. Now Rogers out ahead of everyone. Behind the back pass, and Glaspie missed the layup. Pretty pass for Rogers. Probably should have taken that layup himself. Perry coming down the court the other way for the Cardinals. In deep. Blocked, but he's got some contact on the arm, and Boomer Perry's going to find himself at the line for two. Nice behind-the-back pass by Rogers, but it looked like he fooled his own guy, too. I don't think he expected it. Glaspie couldn't quite grasp it and score it with that momentum he had running, chasing the play. Perry misses the free throw. You know that feeling, Jason. You're running out chasing the play thinking you're going to have to try and get an offensive rebound.
Yeah,
instead, you end up with a pass from your breadbasket. You got to try to get it up off the glass. Perry at the stripe. His second one is a miss also. Coburn pulls down the rebound for Concord. Chase Coburn been big on the glass so far. Waldron now over the midline for Concord to Coburn. Deep left wing, looking into the paint, and we'll find Glaspie takes a step in and can't hit the shot, but a couple free throw tries coming for Glaspie, and he's proven to be the number one scoring option right now for Concord.
He's been a machine off the bench so far. That foul on Abel Compton, his second, team's third.
Missed free throw by Glaspie.
Glaspie with 5 points, couple of boards.
Glaspie's doing a nice job of finding some space down in the low blocker, just to step outside of the paint and then make a move to the basket. The second free throw rattles halfway down and comes back out. 22-10, still our score. 5:24 to go, second quarter, and here comes Jake Nichols. Puts it off the glass on the drive and score it and the foul. Another three-point try for Nichols. It's going to make it 24-10, Michigan Center. Season opening basketball here on WKHM. First game of the year for the Cardinals. Second game for Concord after losing at Hanover Horton. I believe it's Monday night. Rebounded by Sprague on the missed free throw. And we'll get some Cardinal contact there. It's going to go against Michigan Center. 17 fouls now on Concord. Just four for Michigan Center. They lead by 14. Glaspie will inbound with full court pressure from Michigan Center right now. Rogers got it. Rogers can probably break that pressure pretty much alone.
Yeah, and that's what he's going to do, and can't handle the pass.
He gets it to Xavion Jones, and then Jones tries to go down to Glaspie. And the pass is mishandled, as you said, Jace, out of bounds. Michigan Center ball. Jaleel Brown will bring it up, getting a screen from Perry. Moves to the left side, now back to the middle. Johnson drives, kicks to Nichols off the left wing. Now he'll drive, pull up in the paint. Is long. Nice rebound, Glaspie. Gets it to Rogers. Rogers dribbled up the right sideline. Now works his way into the paint. A kick out for Sprague behind the arc. Back to Rogers. Rogers working his way across the top, calling out a new play. Glaspie off the screen. Rogers moves to the right wing. Steps in now out to Sprague. Sprague gets it across the floor of Xavion Jones' drive. Drops off for Glaspie. Open look for Sprague. He pump fakes and drives instead. And now he'll pass it across the court. Xavion Jones into the lane. Lefty finish. No. Rebounded by Rayfield Johnson, and he'll bring it up the floor himself. Finds Brown. Pulls up for a deep triple for Michigan Center, and it's nothing but board. Three-pointer for Michigan Center, and stretch the lead 27-10. Sprague finds Rogers. He'll pull up a triple. Left that one short. Coburn there with the rebound, and we'll get some contact. That's going to go against Rayfield Johnson. Oh, no, they'll give that to Brown. 27-10, Michigan Center lead is Concord ball. Coburn on the baseline, and now Concord will take a timeout.
That's Brown's first foul.
Yeah, we'll take a break as well with 4:03 to go, 27-10 Cardinal lead, 30 seconds, and we're back on WKHM. All right, are we're keeping it here, apparently. That's fine. 4:03 to go, and we got the timeout going on. I do want to say Jackson YMCA, one of our sponsors, and that Jason, I went back to the gym this week for the first time in a couple months, basically since sometime mid-football season, and feeling it tonight, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I need to get out there myself, actually. I started to do a little bit of yoga, and I'm out of shape, very much so.
Maybe both of us can get in shape. Javion Jones has the inbound for Concord, and Rogers now at the top of the key. And he'll slow it down a little bit. There's Coburn, comes out to get the pass outside the arc into the paint. Sprague's deep. Nice spin move on the double clutch. He's blocked by Hayward, but a foul called.
And that's going to go on Hayward.
I thought it was actually a really good defensive play.
I did too.
By Hayward. He was Sprague that made a beautiful move. I just think they both just made really good plays. It's almost a shame to see the foul get called, but Sprague will go to the line for Concord.
That's Hayward's second foul, team sixth. He'll come off and head to the bench.
As I mentioned, Jason, in the pregame, Hayward not 100%, but they wanted to get him some minutes tonight, and he's going to be a part of the rotation all year as long, once he's healthy.
For sure.
Sprague knocks down a pair, 27-12. Quick up the floor, Rayfield just missed the lefty layup and nearly gets his own rebound. Instead, Barber comes in and gets it, kicks out, and a three by Nichols. Jake Nichols, make it 30-12, Michigan Center with 3:26 to go in the first half. And with the full court pressure, Concord passes out of its tip, and that'll go out of bounds.
Don't look now, but Jake Nichols very quietly has 14 points in this one. Hit a couple of big threes, has a pair of rebounds. Excuse me, three rebounds total.
A couple of those offensive caroms led to points for him, too. Rogers dribbling up for Concord. Sprague coming around the top, but loses the dribble momentarily. Get called for the carry, but...
You know, Jaleel Brown reminds me a lot of Kylan Brown with the energy and the fact that he's quite the ball hawk so far in this game. So that energy that they had in Kylan Brown, it looks like they're going to retain at least some of that out of Jaleel Brown.
Nichols with the ball deep left wing. That's the top, ASAP Barber now. And there's Johnson. He'll drive from the top of the key all the way in deep. Missed the layup again, but he gets the blocking foul. I feel like Rayfield Johnson has gotten himself deep in there and just can't quite get it to go, but I think that's something that'll come around later in the year. That's going to be a real weapon for the Cardinals.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be something that's going to come in great handy for them.
Missed the free throw. He's a guy who finishes really well with his left hand, too.
Mm-hmm.
So to the point where you might think he's left-handed, but he comes out and shoots right-handed free throws. So that's when you find out. And that one's good. 31-12. With under 3 minutes to go now, first half, Rayfield go to the bench. Cosmet back in for Michigan Center. We got Coburn, Sprague, Brigham, Waldron. And Jones
Steel.
Time for Concord. Going back the other way. Cosmet all the way in. There's a bunny for Cosmet. 33-12 now. Michigan Center taking control even further here in the last couple minutes.
Steal.
Another turnover, and that's Brown looking up floor to Nichols. Spinning and looking for Cosmet on the low block. Concord had gotten back at that point. Here comes Sprague up the floor. Gets to Coburn, left wing. Now he'll drive all the way to the bucket and finish at the rim.
Yeah, he's going to make that one look easy. Don't blink.
Cardinals right back up the floor. Cosmet, right sideline, now to the top, and Brown. He pump fakes, jab steps into the paint. Pass goes out to Nichols for three. That's missed. Rebound on the low block by Williams, but it looks like he'll get whistled for some contact.
Yep.
33-14, 2:09 on the first half clock. And that's team foul number 7 against Michigan Center. We'll get some 1-and-1 free throws for the Concord Yellow Jackets.
As Nichols heads to the bench, he will be replaced by Josh Sisk.
It's our first look at Sisk here in the game thus far, junior. Put him at about 5'10". Barber, Williams, got Jaleel Brown and Cosmet on the floor for the Cardinals with Sis.
Sprague knocks down that first one.
Makes it 15 now for Concord. Sprague got a nice stroke at the stripe. And he's been able to knock down another pair. 33-16, Michigan Center comfortably in front with 2:08 to go in the first half. Williams stops at the top, into the corner for Sisk. Now back at the top of the key, just outside the arc for Cosmet. Now he goes back to Williams in the corner. Now he's going to back his way down. Spin move, blocked from behind. Nice defense by Concord. And they'll come back the other way. Jones steps just inside the arc. Nice look down to Coburn, and the finish. Jones to Sprague to Coburn. And now Cardinals travel and turn it over on the inbound. So a little momentum building for Concord. At the first at the free throw line and a couple buckets from Coburn.
And now the turnover forced. A little bit of an unforced error there by center.
With 1:40 to go. Opportunity to cut that lead down to 10 or so before you get into the locker room. There's Coburn outside the arc, left wing. Looking to Jones in the paint. Spin, pop. Missed it. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Jaleel Brown. Sprague's going to pick him up full court. Now he'll retreat. Cosmet up the floor. Long pass. And there's that little shuffle step by Barber, and he's going to get called for a travel.
Yeah, as much as we saw that get called last year with quite frequent regularity, I would say,
yeah.
You'd think they would have learned by now.
But well, it's so common. Everybody
kind of
does that. It's that you want to pump fake, and then you want to drive, and you do it all in kind of one motion, and it ends up being a travel. So Concord gets another shot at cutting into the lead. Jones, outside the arc, drives into the elbow. Nowhere to go. Coburn bails him out. Now Coburn drops off the spray. Coburn will shoot for three. Front rim, it comes off. Sisk had the rebound, and Brigham all over him like a...
He was everywhere right there.
I failed on the metaphor, but he was all over him.
He was all over him like things that are all over things.
I'll work on it. I'm going to have a list of metaphors for next game.
Please do. There are plenty of English teachers running around this building. We can come up with some better ones here. We'll see Brian Williams head off the floor for Michigan Center. Boomer Perry checking back in.
Under a minute now. Sisk at the line, and that one comes off. Rebounded by Glaspie. He'll hand off to Jones. Dribbling up the middle for Concord, just over the center line. Now he'll hand off to Dishaw. Dishaw to Glaspie. Back up top, Coburn, top of the key. Picked up by Sisk. Man-to-man defense here by the Cardinals. Sprague in the corner. Jones, we start over with Jones at the top of the key. Now 29 seconds on our first half clock. Jones into the left wing for Sprague. Crossover dribble almost stolen by Barber. Now down low to Glaspie. And he'll get some contact down the low block. So that'll stop the clock at 20.6, and Glaspie will go to the stripe for a 1-1.
And that one's going to be on Josh Sisk, his first. And 1-1 for C.J. Glaspie. Glaspie been pretty solid at the line tonight. Has 5 points in this one.
Sophomore, listed at 6 foot. And he knocks down free throw try number one. And earns himself a second attempt. That one's good as well. 33-20 now. The lead down to 13 with 19 seconds for Michigan Center. Cosmet over the midline. Picked up out there deep by Xavion Jones. Cosmet will dribble to the middle. Gets a screen. Doesn't use it. Goes the other way. And there's Barber.
Nice.
Steps
three.
Into a triple and knocks it down. Big shot at a big time right there for Michigan Center. The heave from half court is off the top of the glass, and that's your buzzer for the first half. 36-20. Michigan Center leads Concord after 16 minutes of play. Shooting was a little better there in the second quarter, Jason, and Concord got a couple things going on the offense, finding some things that were working for him. I think Coburn had himself a really nice half, and as I said, Glassby I thought was really important for them. Mm-hmm. Marley Sprague also, I don't think he took a break in that half, and he really, you could see why he's important to them. He's a good rebounder, pretty protective of the basketball.
Absolutely.
Values that basketball, and was good at the free throw line, and he just needs to be able to get some offense going in other areas. Maybe get himself a couple open looks from three. I think he'd probably rather get down in the low block. I saw him make a really nice move in the lane, and I'd like to see more of that from him in the second half.
Yeah, he had a pretty solid first half so far, 3 points, three boards, lots and lots and lots of rebounds. Very poor performance shooting-wise from both teams, really. A lot of wide open looks down low, a lot of easy layups that kind of rolled off the rim. Not unexpected of a first half of the first game for Michigan Center, but Concord, you know, really they've had a game to get ready to go, and they really need to knock down those open looks if they're going to hang with Center.
Yeah, meanwhile, on the offensive end for Michigan Center, a lot of different names, but one stood out above the rest, and that was Jake Nichols. And like you said, he had himself a nice half, but it did come by sort of quietly. You didn't see him make a big run or do anything super over the top. Next thing you know, he's got 14 points. And he did he add to that? I think I want to say he had a couple more.
No, he had.
No, that was it.
Yep, he finished the half with 14 points. He also had three boards and a couple of assists. Another guy who very quietly had a very impressive first half was Jaleel Brown. He finished 9 points, six boards, and three steals.
Yeah, so, and efficient with his offense.
Absolutely.
Didn't see him. He didn't really feel like he forced a lot, and he just kind of let it come to him. And I think Michigan Center did kind of do that in the second quarter a little bit, and I think that's how they found themselves to be a little more efficient, shot a little higher percentage. And I think this is one of those opportunities where Michigan Center's up by 16. They haven't really been challenged by Concord, so you go in the locker room with that comfortable advantage. It's possible to come out here cold. And let them back into the game.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the Yellow Jackets can adjust and if the Cardinals can keep the intensity up enough to hold them at bay. 36-20, our score here at the half. Let's take 3 minutes, and we'll be back. We'll look at some additional statistical items and set things up for the second half on WKHM. Online around the world at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Every participant get better, no matter what your level is when you come through the door. Maximize your potential with Total Performance Training Center. Every sport, every level. Programs for all athletes, not just all stars. Total Performance Training Jackson. TPTC is a subsidiary of Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Find us on social media and TotalPerformanceJackson.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
The Y is building for a strong future. When the children come to the Y, they are surrounded by good role models who really care about them. They have access to activities and programs that are not available elsewhere on a daily basis. Kids in the Y learn lifelong skills that builds confidence and could change the course of their lives forever. Join me, Robert Burton, in support of the Y Capital Campaign. This is the future of our children. Make your gift today at jacksonymca.org.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace. Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
She's the one person on your list this holiday season you want to dazzle and cherish. Just know, you can't go wrong with diamond earrings. And Peterson Jewelers has the pair to put that sparkle in her eyes. Peterson Jewelers has an array of colored stone jewelry, and gift certificates are always available. Low on cash for holiday shopping? Peterson Jewelers is now buying gold. And now is a good time to sell, making every moment count this holiday season. Peterson Jewelers, voted best jeweler by Jackson Magazine. On Wildwood, right across from the parlor.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half. Michigan Center 36-20 leaders over the Concord Yellow Jackets. And Jason, why don't you give us what you've got on the Stat-O-Matic? That was the name, right?
Yeah, the Stat-O-Matic 5000. Because we bring you absolute excellence in journalistic integrity here. With our official, unofficial stats. For the Concord Yellow Jackets, who hung 20 points on the board in the first half, Chase Coburn, C.J. Glaspie led the scores with 7 points apiece. Rondez Rogers and Marley Sprague each checking in with three. Chase Coburn and C.J. Glaspie, almost identical stats here. Both had 4 rebounds in the game. Glaspie, most of his offensive output came at the charity stripe for the Yellow Jackets. Sprague also chipped in with 3 rebounds. Greg Ketwich had a pair of points and a pair of rebounds. Also, Greg Ketwich had 2 fouls to go with 2 rebounds, and Mitchell Brigham had 3 fouls to go with his 3 rebounds. On the flip side of that, for Michigan Center, Jake Nichols, as we mentioned, with 14 points. Jaleel Brown checked in with 9. Brian Williams, Asan Barber, Rayfield Johnson all had 3. Brandon Cosmet, Abel Compton with 2 apiece. Big rebounding day for Jaleel Brown. He's got 6. Rayfield Johnson also has 6. Roger Hayward had 1. Jaleel Brown also has 3 steals in the game as well.
Yeah, you know, Jason, you look at Concord in the early going here, and you see, like I said, C.J. Glaspie had a really nice start to the game, and Chase Coburn, and those are 2 guys who were not in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine we'll see this Concord lineup get shifted by the end of the year. If you look at Concord, there could be 5 different people in the starting lineup, or it could be exactly the same. I think they'll still shake that out. I think,
yeah,
Rogers looked outstanding and in control out there. I'd like to see him be a little more aggressive for his offense. But I could see Coburn and, mm-hmm, and Glaspie easily finding themselves,
absolutely,
in the starting lineup. Xavion Jones,
good energy guy off the bench for Xavion Jones.
And we saw him in the pregame. He's trying to go up there and mm-hmm, two-handed jams for somebody who's listed,
yeah,
at 5'10". Certainly an athletic kid. So
yeah, absolutely.
It'd be nice to see. You know, it'll be interesting to see Concord.
Yeah.
With 3 sophomores who are really going to be contributors all year.
Absolutely.
To see the difference between tonight and you know, 3 months from now.
Right, and as you mentioned with Xavion Jones, he's one of those guys who may not contribute a whole lot and, you know, light your stat book on fire, but he's an energy guy that's going to come out there and he's going to go hard, he's going to go fast, and he's going to bring a different energy and a different pace off the bench than what you have. Even if you move Glaspie and Coburn into the starting lineup, and then you also have some of the starting 5 there that can bring you a little bit of energy.
Yeah.
If you move them to the bench. Likewise with Michigan Center, I think you see the leadership out of the seniors that were here last year. They get things done. And
we're running out of time here in the half. Let's run down the numbers for Michigan Center.
We already did that.
Did you?
Yeah, that's why I was still talking.
Oh, geez. You know what? You know how much I tune you out?
I know. See?
But I wanted to say specifically that what I'm seeing out of Michigan Center is that you probably won't see a lot of shift,
yeah,
in the starters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the rotation is almost pretty well established there for the Cardinals, and that Jake Nichols, Brian Williams, and Jaleel Brown are going to be your guys,
yeah,
numbers-wise. Rayfield Johnson is just a tremendous going-to-the-basket player.
Got to finish, though.
Yeah, and the difference, what he does is give you that difference is you'll see Nichols, Williams, and Brown love to shoot beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Rayfield Johnson has shot a three in his career, and I don't think he wants to.
No, he's a guy that looks like he might be the athletic type that can pull up from three if he needs to or wants to. But really, he's going to use that weapon, even if he never uses it, to drive to the lane and put points on the board that way.
He drives to the basket like he's cutting into that kick coverage when he's returning a kick, and he just slides right through it. And next thing you know, he's at the basket. If he finishes half of the shots that he took in the first half, it's a big scoring night for Rayfield Johnson. I think that'll come even maybe here in the second half. 36-20 with 8 minutes on the clock, and the Cardinals get the possession to start the second half. Jaleel Brown bringing it over midcourt. Now dribbles right side. Outside the arc down to Abel Compton down low. He gets one up strong, partially blocked, and missed, rebounded by Rogers. Down the floor quickly, and there's Rogers showing the speed. Now out to Kedwick, and he has a stolen. Jaleel Brown picked his pocket. Brown one-on-one with Rogers all the way down. Finishes with a left hand, but missed. Nichols there for the offensive board. Rayfield outside the arc puts it on the floor. Great kick to Nichols. Missed the three, but Compton's down there with the big board and the strong finish. And he'll go to the stripe, and that's why we loved Abel Compton last year. He comes in and gives you tough minutes. He plays down in the low block and does power guy things.
And that's what you need him to do.
At the stripe, Compton, in and out. That's rebounded by Brigham. Gives to Kettwich. He's looking up the floor. Now he gives to Rogers up the middle. Rogers running the point for Concord here, second half. Setting things up at the top. High post for Kettwich. Now he'll turn and face. Gives to Brigham. Top of the key. Right wing for Rogers. He'll pull that triple and hit it. And there you go. Rogers looking for the shot there, and he hits it. 38-23. Concord coming out here in the second half, cutting into the Cardinal lead. And there's a pass to Brian Williams. I think he might get some flack from Travis Gaddy, but Coach Gaddy distracted Williams just for a moment, long enough for him to miss that catch.
I had some quick flashbacks of the popcorn incident last year in this game.
You're already banned from buying popcorn, I think.
I know. I think so. It was brought up to me. Steal by Rayfield.
All the way up the right side and missed the finish. Compton chases down the rebound, saves it, but it's into Kedwich's arms. Johnson will knock it away again, but he can't get a hold of it before it goes out of bounds. Concord ball. Kedwich passes in. Rogers. Coming over the midline. Rendez back to Kedwich. Looking down at the low block. There's Glaspie popping open. Missed the shot. But another good look for Glaspie. Gets his own board, and he'll draw another foul.
That one's going to be on Jaleel Brown. That is his second foul.
Sprague, the inbound sophomore from the baseline. Drops it down to Dishaw. Now he'll dribble into the paint. Looking for Glaspie. Glaspie to Sprague. Right wing. Now a good look down to Kettwich. He'll dribble out. Fade. And hit. Pretty jumper on the baseline for Kettwich. The lead's down to 13. Here comes Brown up the right side for Michigan Center. At the wing. Now to the basket. Looking for Compton in the paint. And he'll get some body contact on the drive. That'll go against Rogers.
And that is going to be the second on Rondez Rogers. Team second.
Nichols to inbound from the baseline. Drops it into Compton. He'll hand it back to Nichols.
A lot of contact.
Yeah. Nichols to the top for Brown. Driving kick. Nichols for three. And that one's in.
Just very workmanlike. Nice, easy stroke there.
It even looked like when it went through the net, like it was just kind of floating through rather than dropping through. Sprague on the drive, gets some contact, tosses up a shot, doesn't get a whistle. Concord a rebound, and there's a triple for Dishaw. And that lead sticks at 13. 41-28 Michigan Center, 5:20 on our third quarter clock. Nichols calls out a screen, a wide open Williams. Good recovery by Sprague. Williams will drive and dish to Compton from the baseline, and he'll knock down a jumper.
last year, Brian Williams would have taken that shot.
Compton has hit a couple of those little 15-foot baseline jumpers, and that's a nice weapon to have if you're Michigan Center, a guy who will work inside and out like Compton does.
Yeah, and you're going to need a guy like that to hit those buckets.
43-28. Michigan Center continues to stretch the pace. Concord's been able to stay on par here in the second half, but they'll need to get a little run together if they want to contend late in this game. Rogers has the ball, dribbling to the right side, all the way down into the corner. Now down low to Ketwich, kicks back out. Rogers for three again. This time it's short. Rebound Ketwich, and the putback from the baseline is good. Ketwich putting his mark on the game here in the second half. Big screen by Compton, and he rolls, and he gets some contact. Compton set a rigid pick out at the top and then rolled and got more body contact down low. There's another triple try by Nichols. He's feeling it now. That is good.
Wow.
No hesitation on that pull-up with a man in his face, and he knocked it down. 46-30. Cardinals staying ahead on the back of Jake Nichols right now.
How about an even 20 for Nichols?
Ketwich down to Dishaw. Had a pretty good look. Williams has him by about a foot and a half on height, though. Rogers all the way in. Scoops it, no good, but there's the putback by Ketwich, and he continues to have a nice second half. And now we're going to time out from the Concord bench. Let's take a break ourselves. 46-32, Michigan Center leads on WKHM.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 3:53 to go, third quarter, 46-32, Michigan Center Cardinal lead here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium, Michigan Center High School. Address technically on South State Street, but we always like to mention Hart.
Harshbarger. Easy enough for us to say. We only went here for 1,000 years.
So I was driving down Fallahy on my way here, and it was a little slick out there, and it reminded me of that first time driving myself to school in the snow, and I had stopping out Fallahy and sliding. A little workout here by Cosmet against Rogers as we're back in session. Cosmet now into the lane, kick out to Nichols, pulls up again. Lost the heat there. Missed it, rebound, and the run out. Knocked away, it'll be Concord ball. Sprague will inbound from the sideline. Sprague, Rogers, Dishaw, Glaspy, and Ketwich for the Concord Yellow Jackets right now. Rogers on the right wing. Now he'll dribble his way across the top to the left wing. Open look for three, Rogers pulls, missed it. Rebound tap, Nichols saves it to Compton. Hands Michigan Center possession. Compton up the floor, stolen by Ketwich. Coming back the other way, and now stolen back by Cosmet. Can't reel it. Gets it to Glaspy, and nice steal by Rogers and dish to Glaspy, and Concord puts two up out of the chaos. Here comes nice stop and go by Rayfield, and the jump hook with the left hand is good.
And it's finally going to go for Rayfield.
Knock away here on the ensuing possession by Concord, and they'll keep it out of bounds. Last touch, Williams and Michigan Center. 48-34, our score with 2:50 to go.
Roger Hayward checking in.
Williams comes out of the game. Rogers at the top of the key, working his way left, gets a screen from Coburn. Passed it back to him. Thought about the jumper. took that extra hop, and they'll get whistled for the travel. Cosmet's now got the ball for Michigan Center. Nichols over here on the left sideline, and Johnson in the corner. Nichols driving. Now he'll hand off to Barber. Pull up from the free throw line, and that comes off. Rebounded by Coburn, and the Yellow Jackets up the left sideline. Rogers has it tapped away by Cosmet, but too much contact. The reach in foul called, and that is three against Michigan Center.
Yeah, that's going to be the first foul on Braden Cosmet.
Rogers, deep left wing, now gives to Sprague, loses it for a moment, gets back now on the drive, all the way in and blocked. That's the second time Hayward has blocked Sprague and got called for a foul. That one probably had a little more body contact than the first one. I agree with that whistle.
Yeah.
Sprague goes to the line for a pair.
And that is going to be the third on Roger Hayward, which will prompt Boomer Perry to come up off the bench for center.
As Sprague hits the free throw. Successful trip to the stripe for Sprague. 48-36. They cut the lead to 12. That's as close as it's been since early in the game. Cosmet into the lane. Floats it. Missed everything. Tries to grab his own rebound, but can't. It's out of bounds. And Concord can cut the lead to 10.
Just a little bit short on that floater.
Pressure at about three-quarters court here for Michigan Center. Looking to trap near the midcourt line. Ketwich will dribble up, gets it to Sprague now across the 10-second line. Sprague hands off to Glassby, out to Ketwich. He'll pull up the triple. Got it!
Wow.
9 points!
Look out!
Concord creeping on the comeback here, second half. We get a timeout from the Cardinals bench. We'll take a 30-second break here on WKHM.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Mmm, pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.48-39. Got the lead down to 9 points on the three-pointer by Ketwich. Minute 44 to go third quarter. And if you're Concord, that's exactly the situation you want to be in based on what you went into the locker room at the half with. So if I can come out and get it to single digits here in the third, we'll have something to work with it.
Absolutely.
They've done it, and a big, big shot knocked down by Ketwich. Nichols will inbound, and now Concord will take their turn on the full court pressure. Cosmet's got the ball. Rogers picking him up. Three quarters court. Gets over the midline, and there's deep left wing for Nichols. Now he's getting a screen. He'll drive a little bit. Out to Johnson. He'll take the triple. That missed it. Rebounded by Sprague. Nice board by the sophomore. Up the left side is Rogers, and he'll drive into the paint. Spin. Gets the shot up. And again, whistle for a travel. Good defense by the Cardinals on that anyway. Made that a really tough shot. Minute 20 now to go here. Third quarter. Cardinals lead down to just 9. There's a triple try by Barber. And never thought he wasn't going to make it. That was just a smooth rhythm shot, and he knocks it down. 51-39. The lead's back to 12.
Yeah, very confidently thrown up there by Barber.
Rogers now with the ball for Concord. At the top of the key, left to Sprague. Back to Rogers. Calmly patient offense here for Concord. 42 seconds in the third. There's Glassby at the top for three. He missed everything on that one. Down for Glassby out to, not Glassby, excuse me, Barber out to Nichols ahead of everyone. but couldn't quite reel it in. Took a step on the baseline.
Probably playing a little bit too fast and out of control on that situation. Had plenty of time to get down the floor.
Michigan Center is always kind of looking at for that guy out on the run out. 26 seconds now. Concord trailing by 12. 51-39. Looking to cut that lead back down to single digits. Boomer Perry with a knockaway. Nichols comes up with a loose ball. Looking up the floor to Johnson. Johnson to the corner for Cosman. He's got an open look for three, and he missed it. Rebounded by Coburn. Concord now 8 seconds. Seven. Rogers has it. Five. Into the paint. Out to Sprague. He'll get an open look. Missed everything, and that'll go out of bounds. And 51-39, our score at the end of three. Cardinals briefly led by only nine. Now they lead by 12. We got eight more minutes to play. Let's take a minute break on WKHM.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 8 minutes on the clock. Concord with the rock. Rogers dribbling up now. He'll go to the left wing. Down on the low block, looking for Glaspy. Couldn't quite reel it in, and that goes out of bounds, Michigan Center ball. So turnover fresh out of the gate here for Concord in the fourth. 51-39 is our score. Nichols bringing up the rock for Michigan Center. Now he'll give to Barber. Williams will drive. Kick out to Brown. He'll get all the way to the backboard. Missed it, but he'll tap the rebound out to Barber, and he'll pull up. Missed again. Tapped by Brown, and this time Nichols cleans it up.
Give that young man 22 on the night.
Rogers right back at it for Concord. Gets to Coburn. Sprague also on the floor. Ketwich and Glaspy. I like this lineup for Concord to start the fourth. It's been their best five players on the night tonight.
Absolutely. And that foul on Jake Nichols, just his first.
Sprague coming around a screen into the paint. He'll have to pass out to Rogers. Jam step by Rogers now. He's working his way left wing. Glaspy back to Rogers. Open look for triple. That's a little long. Rebounded by Compton for Michigan Center. Cardinals working with their starters with the exception of Barber on the floor in place of Johnson. Barber misses everything on the three-point attempt, but the rebound hard to handle for Sprague. It goes out of bounds, and Michigan Center will keep possession. Now Rayfield Johnson comes in for Nichols. 53-39. Brown will inbound from the baseline. Floats it over to Williams. Now comes in and gets it at the elbow. Kick out to Rayfield Johnson. Now he takes the three.
Wow.
Brown goes up and one-hands the rebound comfortably. He looks for the pass, but it is stolen. Up the floor quickly to Ketwich. He'll drive double clutch. Can't score it, but does draw the harm. And that'll be two shots at the line for Ketwich and Concord. You know, just as soon as I say that, I don't think Rayfield Johnson likes to shoot threes. He's fired up two.
Right in a row. And they haven't looked terrible, so, I mean,
prove me wrong, Rayfield.
Yeah, he's got a good stroke. Brian Williams commits his second foul of the night. Team sixth.
Ketwich at the stripe. Kedwich hits that one. And that'll get Brigham back into the tilt for the Yellow Jackets. Kedwich again at the stripe, and this one goes in. Nice soft touch. 53-41. They get it back within 12. 6.5 left in the game. Here comes Barber. This for Johnson. Now it's to Brown. He'll take the three contested. Good job by Rogers to get there. Up and floating for the rebound is Williams, and the tip in is good. Cardinals on the offensive glass tonight have really hurt the Yellow Jackets. Rogers dribbling right wing for Concord. Stolen by Barber, and they'll go back up the floor quickly left side with Brown. Slows it down. Has to eject it back out to Barber. Barber will now dribble up to the left wing and look for Compton down the low block. Bulldozes his way into the lane. Can't finish, but does draw the foul.
And that's what Compton does.
That's a couple things that, that's something Compton has done well tonight, and Glaspie for the Yellow Jackets. When they do get it down low, they might not score it, but they're going to get the foul call.
Yeah.
And Compton, nice job at the line. 5:53 on our game clock, 56-41. Compton again at the line. Missed the second one. Battle for the rebound. And we almost had a lap full of Rayfield. See, Chad to chase that down.
Good thing he's light.
Thank goodness he's also got good physical control, because someone with lesser control would have been diving all over our setup there. 56-41, the Cardinals lead now back up to 15 with 5:39 on the clock. Rogers, nice move behind the back into the paint. Jump stop goes up. He gets a foul. But that's going to get him to the line. What a move by Rogers. Where's that been all night?
Yeah. That would have come in handy about 100 times this evening. And that's going to be a foul on Rayfield Johnson, just his first, team seventh. And you remember in the old gym, they had the nice press box that was way
yes.
up top. I miss that. Rogers will
regularly hit occupied by the great Tony Horner.
That's right. Wonderful man.
And Rogers, good from the stripe, 56-43. Cardinal lead down to 13, and Concord's got the Cardinals in foul trouble as Rayfield drives, hangs in the air, gets the shot blocked, but draws some contact as well. It's going to get him to the stripe. Cardinals in the bonus. The Yellow Jackets can shoot free throws the rest of the way. They're going to have to, at some point, make a little run here. It won't take much, and then they'll get themselves to those chances at the free throw line. Johnson misses from the stripe.
Chase Coburn with his third foul, team's fifth.
Empty trip to the line for Rayfield. Nichols on the rebound. On his way out of bounds, saves it behind his back, and it bounces off Kedwich. And Cardinals retain possession.
Ooh,
Brown looking for Compton. He was running away from it. Rogers goes all the way down. Double cut. Scored and draws
wow.
the whistle.
Nice move there by Rogers.
That was an excellent trip to the backboard there for Rogers.
Yes, it was. Very fruitful.
Yeah, went up double clutch. And Williams, like I said, Williams probably got a foot and a half on Rogers. So Rogers had to do something nifty to be able to finish that off the high glass and get the harm. So there's a big play that can cut the lead back to 10 for Concord if Rogers is good from the stripe right now. It's up, and it's good. 56-46, the Yellow Jackets not going away. Pesky flying insects, those Yellow Jackets. Down low to Compton. Triple teamed when they get him in the paint. He passes out. But he will get a whistle down there. As soon as they go to Compton, everybody's swarming to him. If he keeps his eye outside, you could find Nichols, Williams, any number of Cardinals players for an open three.
Absolutely.
Brown from the elbow hits that shot. That is some great basketball right there to just get you an open look from the elbow and knock it down. 58-46 for the Cardinals. Rogers to Glaspie for Concord outside the arc. Brigham. Top of the key. Now Rogers right wing. Jab step, drives in the lane all the way. Scoops it backwards. Couldn't finish. Just missed it. Rebounded by Cardinals. Jaleel Brown has his pass knocked away, and Rayfield tries to save it. Last touch, Michigan center. It'll be Concord ball. Rogers will bring it up for the Yellow Jackets. Over midcourt. Brigham. Left of the circle. It's tipped, but rebounded by Glaspie. Long three for Rogers. Long. Bounces out long and chased down by Jaleel Brown. Full court pressure by Rogers. He gets it away, and Nichols will dribble up the left side. Picked up right at the three-point arc by Ketwich. Now into the corner. Williams thought about a three. Instead, he'll go out to Brown. Brown back to Williams. Williams to Rayfield now. Now Williams will shoot the three from the corner, and nothing but court. Great rhythm for Williams. Patience on the offense by Michigan Center, and a big three-point bucket, 61-46. They stretch the lead back to 15.
And he did that all year last year as well.
Sprague on the cut. Gets it down low, but it's knocked away, and now Williams out ahead of everyone. Gets it to Rayfield, and the lefty finish.
There he goes.
Good.
Finally going to knock one of those open looks down.
Well executed on the break by the Cardinals. The lead's back out to 17, and when Concord needed a run, Michigan Center got one. Brigham deep. Nice defense by the Cardinals. They'll get the turnover. Rayfield brings it up the middle of the court for the Cardinals. Now stopping at the line. They leave him alone. He'll pass to Nichols, though. Brown at the top. Back to Nichols outside the arc on the right wing. He'll take a step backwards, put the ball on the floor. Williams now in the corner. Johnson down to Compton. And they'll get a quick whistle against Sprague.
Very quick.
That's a tough matchup for Sprague. The sophomore going up against senior Compton. And Compton's got him by about an inch in height, but he outweighs him by probably a good 30, 40 pounds.
Absolutely. Coburn sophomore, checking back in.
I'll say the sophomore Sprague getting tossed right in the mix, and he's played virtually every minute of this one for Concord.
Yes, he has.
Compton at the stripe, leaves it short, rebounded by Coburn.
Fresh into the game.
Looking out to Ketwich, left side. He'll drive baseline, nothing there. Out to Sprague, he'll take the shot. And there's a nice touch by Sprague. A step inside the free throw line, puts in the deuce. Cuts the lead to 15 with just under 3 minutes to go. Concord will take a timeout. It's a full timeout. Let's take a full minute here for the break on WKHM.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:57 on our game. Clock is a 63-48 Michigan Center lead. Concord sets up the full court pressure. Cosmet dribbling through it. Gets it up the floor. There's a three-pointer by Williams, and it's good. That's in the hell of a press break when you can get a wide open look from the corner for three and knock it down.
Absolutely.
Glaspie with a quick look on the other end for Concord. Missed. Cardinals lead at 18. And a chance to push it up to 20. Cardinals have been strong here down the stretch. Rayfield Johnson. Nice crossover at the top. That's going to get a reach-in foul from Sprague.
And that's going to be his third foul, team's eighth, so one-on-one situation for Rayfield. Both teams in the bonus now.
2:21 on our game clock, 66-48. Rayfield can put it up to 20. point advantage for the Cardinals. He missed that. Williams battles for the rebound. He'll get it out to Cosmet. The Cardinals will reset. Jaleel Brown, deep left wing, calls out the play. Top of the key, Nichols. Surveying the crowded paint. Now gives to Cosmet. Into the corner for Brown. Brown doesn't like it out there. Dribbles out to Williams. Williams to Johnson. Reverse the pass cross court. Now Nichols dribbles back to the top. Cosmet left wing deep. Picked up by Ketwich. Man-to-man defense by the Yellow Jackets. On the weave there, gives to Johnson. Johnson back to Nichols. Nichols working around to the top of the key deep at half court. We'll get a timeout from the Cardinal bench. Keep it here. Final minute 42 on this one. And Michigan Center comfortably in front. And it looks like they might be just a moment away from their first win of the year, keeping that undefeated regular season record going.
Yeah, that'd be 24 of their last 25 have been victories.
Yeah, very talented Michigan Center team last season. And, you know, I didn't get to go to that one loss, so I never saw Michigan Center lose
last
year. Yeah,
that was myself and the legendary Greg O'Connor making the trek. Couldn't handle the snow in your big bad Jeep, could you? My minivan made it just fine. Thank you very much.
I think you know where I was at. I think
did.
You would have wished. You would have been happy to be there.
I was, yeah. But, no, and the interesting tidbit, that court was actually I believe it was 18 inches too short, but the MHSAA let them play on it anyway. So,
oh, man. Well, thanks, MHSAA, for that one, because it was not a great place to get a signal for the broadcast either.
It was tough.
So you guys put in a yeoman's effort and got the job done. Sorry, the Cardinals couldn't move on. Clear the bench here for the Cardinals with the final minute 28. And let's get some of the names out here. Josh Sisk on the floor.
Don't have
Alex Boomer.
Guys.
Nick Torti drives and he'll dish it out. There's an open three-point look for
Tyler Stewart.
Ketwich up the floor for the Yellow Jackets on the break the other way. Sprague for three leaves it short. Tip saved by Colburn, and nice job. Goes off of Boomer out of bounds. And it'll stay Concord ball.
Looks like Austin Hoxie is into the game for Concord. Replacing
Boomer Perry Rogers with the rebound on the missed Concord shot. Torti will drive it up. Right side, there's Boomer. And he'll put it up lefty. Leaves it a little long. Gets his own board off the glass. Missed that too. Rebounded by Sprague. Sprague has been battling all night. No question on the effort for the sophomore. Down to Glassby. Nice move in the paint. Missed that one. Sisk rebounds for Michigan Center. Going the other way now. 45 seconds on the clock. Finds Boomer Perry down to the low block. Nice step into the lane, and he'll lean back and gets called for the travel. A little extra foot drag as he went to lean in. 39.7, 66-48 our score.
This is going to be fun for you because on the floor from Michigan Center you have number 20, Alex Boomer, and number 34, Boomer Perry. So
we don't get a lot of that first name,
really
last
don't.
Name overlap. Down the low block for Concord. And that's Holt into the game. Was that
yes,
the
it is. That is Holt.
I'm lucky I got that out of memory. He turns it over. Torti down at the other end. Now Boomer out of the corner, and he'll knock down the triple. Sweet lefty stroke. I know Boomer's dad. I played basketball with him, and that was the exact same stroke. So it runs in the family. Nice three-pointer for Boomer. What is it, Tyler Boomer?
Alex.
Last name Boomer. Alex. And there's your final buzzer, 69-48. It's a 21-point win for the Michigan Center Cardinals over the visiting Concord Yellow Jackets. Let's take a couple-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back and wrap things up, get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game, and set things up for our next broadcast. Again, 69-48 Michigan Center over Concord on WKHM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, boys and girls. It's me, jolly old Santa Claus. I wanted to tell you that Denny's is now giving you a free whole pie when you place a $20 order on Denny's.com. That's a pretty good gift. And if anyone knows about gifts, it's me. Gifts like this are going to put me out of a job. I'd better get back to work.
Enter promo code FREEPIE on your next $20 order from Denny's.com to get a free pecan or pumpkin pie while supplies last. Offer valid for $20 minimum online orders from Denny's.com or the Denny's mobile app. Enter promo code FREEPIE to receive offer for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ, VIN number 3LN6L5, C95HR, 665203, stock number 49908, AZ Plan Lease $247 a month for 24 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With MKZ RCL renewal, see dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends January 2nd, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Michigan Center High School, where the Cardinals have dropped the Concord Yellow Jackets down to 0-2 now on the early part of the season. And good team effort there by Michigan Center, but one stood out above all the others, and that was Jake Nichols,
yeah,
who at first quietly worked his way to about 14 and then loudly got himself up to, what did he end up with, Jason?
He finished with 22 on the night to go with five boards, a couple of assists, a steal. He was kind of all over the place, just one foul.
Yeah, nice night for Nichols, and does it on the boards, does it on the defense, and shot the three real well later in the game. I think him and the rest of the team kind of came out rusty, a little cold shooting in the first quarter, but really got it together later in the game. And Nichols at one point in the third was just flinging them, and they were just falling. So Nichols led the way for Michigan Center. He's our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. But what about the rest of the guys?
The guys for Michigan Center who put up 69. We were wondering where they were going to come up with 72 points a game, and they found it mostly in Jake Nichols, who hung 22, as we mentioned. Jaleel Brown also chipping in with 11 points to go with 8 boards and 4 steals. Rayfield Johnson, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 7 points. Abel Compton with 7 points and a handful of boards. Ason Barber with 6, Alex Boomer with 3, Brandon Cosmet, he chipped in with a pair as well. So a good night in terms of depth, and we've mentioned it before. It seems like a kind of a running theme with the Michigan Center Cardinals. Offensively, they have a billion different people score, and that's just the way that they play the game. Is a lot of offense, a lot of sharing the ball.
Yeah, you pointed to the depth, Jason, and that's exactly what I wanted to say. You know, you don't know who's going to contribute and what you're going to see sometimes in the early going for these teams. But I think what we saw from Michigan's center is they go 8 to 10 players deep every night. And then you see a couple guys come off the bench for that, you know, those garbage minutes, you might call them. But we had Mr. Alex Boomer come in and fire up a very pretty three-pointer there. And you go, you know, somebody should happen to get injured or they have to go a little bit deeper. They have that option. I think Michigan Center looked fantastic tonight. And, you know, we mentioned in the pregame that we might use this as a little quick reference to see where Michigan Center stands and Hanover Horton stands, because they have that common opponent right in the early season. So we get a 56-42 win for Hanover Horton against Concord, and we get a 69-48 win for Michigan Center. An edge to Michigan Center on that, but, you know, you use it as much as you can. There's a lot of other things, a lot of other factors at play. You know, we thought that Hanover Horton would be better this year, take a step forward. Michigan Center, we weren't sure. Looks like they maybe haven't lost a step.